Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, we're back. We apologize for that. Coach Brad Soderberg, we lost his cell phone connection. Tried to call him back. Was not able to make the connection with him. So normally we would be a little more gracious and thank him for appearing on the show. But hopefully this will not be his last visit to Who's Talking. But we do appreciate his joining us tonight. And having not had Coach on the line right now, we're going to go to the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, or player of the game, that comes from, no surprise, the game against California last Tuesday night.
In both cases, that's true. Same man, Malcolm Brogdon, senior guard and co-captain for the Wahoos. Late in regulation with less than 8 seconds to go in the regulation with the score tied, Brown for California, and that would be Jaylen Brown, all 6 foot whatever. I mean, he was pretty big player for a freshman from Marietta, Georgia. As it was, Malcolm Brogdon stripped him of the ball and he didn't even get a shot off, and the two teams went to overtime, and everyone knows what happened there, where Malcolm hit a huge three in the last minute of the overtime, and then that was followed quickly by London Prentiss, who hit a three himself to provide the margin of victory, which was 1 point. I thought Malcolm Brogdon played extraordinarily well at the end of regulation in the late minutes of overtime. And, you know, it just shows how good he is, because the rest of the game, he really did not have a good game.
Well, that's the key. I mean, you know, he was looking at the stats here. He was 3 for 12 for the game, scored 10 points, which by Malcolm's standard is not a big performance offensively, but yet, as you say, made the big play at the end of regulation defensively, and then had the confidence to take the big shot with less than a minute to go with Virginia down 5, drained it from the corner to make it a 2-point game, and then, as you say, with about 10 seconds left in overtime, London knocked down a contested three. The shot that London made was not an easy shot, and he may have even gotten fouled afterwards.
He said he was bumped.
Yeah, but
I thought what was interesting about that shot by London was his willingness to step into the shot and move towards the basket when he took the shot, because he knew that he would have contact. All right, let's get back to Coach Soderberg. Brad, are you there?
I'm here.
Very good. Somehow we lost you there. We wanted to give you a proper send-off, and thank you for coming on Who's Talking. We were just talking about the end of regulation and then the final moments of overtime as Virginia pulled out the win against Cal. And, you know, I was talking about London Prentiss and his eagerness to take that shot right after Malcolm had made the three right in front of the Virginia bench. You know,
yes.
London historically has not taken that type of shot. Usually he's a driver, or if there's an open spot against a zone or man-to-man, and he just steps into an open spot. In that particular situation, he came around off the top. Malcolm was closer to the baseline, and they were actually pretty close together. And I thought London showed a little bit more willingness to take the big shot, and he looked gung-ho to do it. And
yeah, Coach, did you draw that one up?
I wish I had, but actually it was a design play, and Tony had called it right out of the huddle, and it was sort of a complimentary play to the one we ran right before that when Malcolm hit the three. And I thought Villanova defended the first part of it well, because Brogdon was not open on that one. But we got a good screen by Gill, and London was the second option there. And we've talked a lot as a staff that we need London to shoot the ball more from the perimeter in light of the fact that Justin Anderson is gone. And he's certainly capable. I watched every game last year from a distance, and I've been very impressed with his ability to make clutch shots.
Well, particularly even the West Virginia game in the second half, he made three huge threes to really propel the team to victory. Before we let you go, just in 30 seconds or so, and I know you can't do it justice in that length of time, talk a little bit about Malcolm Brogdon. It would just be interesting to get your perspective on him as a first-year coach of Malcolm.
I'm glad you asked me that because I've been here since April, and one of the first observations that I had about UVA basketball was because of Malcolm Brogdon. I would come in the office relatively early when I was first here, and there would always be someone in the practice gym between 7 and 7:30 in the morning, and as it was quickly apparent to me, it was Malcolm Brogdon all those days, sometimes by himself and sometimes with another teammate. And people wonder why he's an All-American. It's not because he's overly gifted. I've coached players more athletically gifted than him, but his work ethic is absolutely phenomenal. He puts in more time than just about any guy that I've coached in 30 years that I've been in the business.
Well, the key with Malcolm, as you know, he's an All-American on and off the court.
Yes, sir.
So, well,
yes,
listen,
sir.
Coach, go ahead.
I said, I don't know that many coaches could say they've coached a kid more well-rounded than this guy. He's something special.
Well, listen, we got to go to our bottom of the hour break. We appreciate your persistence in trying to get back to us, having lost the connection with your cell phone. We hope this is the first of many visits to Who's Talking, but we do thank you, Coach, for your time this evening.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Coach Brad Soderberg, we'll be back after our bottom of the hour break with our friend Chris Wright from the Sabre. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.